Stories Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon with the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 144. Take 7. I've stopped and re-recorded this. I'm just babbling, but even I can babble myself into a corner. Man, do I sound stupid on some of these earlier takes. Maybe I'll post them at some point. So the topic this week was chicken nuggets. Now, nobody's advertising. I didn't suddenly get $1 million from McDonald's and get 1 million chicken nuggets from McDonald's either. I don't even eat there. I mean, when I go to Alante's restaurant in the tunnels and I see McDonald's through the window, I look at these people and think, you suckers, you could be eating some good food. No, you gotta eat that garbage. Blech. So, there goes any opportunity for McDonald's to sponsor this thing. But so, who goes first this week? Well, we have to figure out who won last week, and that was Anima Zabaleta with her thrilling tale. It was thrilling, right? At least it was a tale. So, Anima, you're going to go first, and people can find out more about Anima and everyone else who writes and records these things in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. That way I don't have to flub all of your URLs. You're out there wandering around, whatever. So here we go with Anima's story.
Hello. Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 144 with the prompt of chicken nuggets. I was going to submit gross for this one, but chicken nuggets will work. They're pretty gross, too. And looks like that's what I have for lunch. This story is Friday Night at the Big House. In or out? Marge drummed her fingers impatiently, leaving greasy splotches on the table. But Marlon wouldn't be rattled. Her tell was so obvious. The illicit card game happens at the Big House Spa right after visitations, while the sacks are still hot. If Marlon played his hand right, he might still turn his fast food Mexican into a decent meal. Typically, the game was small fries, but tonight, Al had ponied up big steaks. Everybody was salivating. Marlon visualized Lady Luck passing the salt.
I'll see your chicken nuggets. And raise your chalupa. Yeah, baby. Supersize me.
Thank you, Anima. That was fun. Now I want to go get a chalupa. Or should I just gamble to try to get one? We do have a rookie this week. At least I think this is a rookie. You know how organized I am. Tom probably has all their stats by word and such. And if so, well, I'll just end up looking like a fool. Which is okay, since I am one. It's good to look like what I am. Here we have Johnny B. with... I'm not too sure what this story is, but I guess we'll find out. Welcome to the podcast, Johnny B., and here's your story.
This story is for Weekly Challenge 144 by Johnny B. Tiny, long things are gripping me, wrapping around me with intensity. I'm hot. I'm delicious. I go down into the red abyss, under and back up. I think of the pleasure I'm about to give. I see the dark opening with a long, pink thing inside it. As the pink thing loops itself around me, I'm immersed in something wet. This is what I was made for. I'm sucked in and find myself being torn apart bit by bit. This is my destiny. I am the first chicken nugget in little Timmy's lunch today.
Cool. Now I know what it's like to be a chicken nugget. Now we all know. And we can sympathize and empathize with them a lot better. By the way, Johnny, I hope you don't mind if I did a little cleanup of the audio. Although, the way I do audio editing, it may have done... Well, we'll find out. So, now that we've welcomed our weekly rookie into the mix, let's check out the veterans. Those are the people that keep coming back for more and more abuse. That's right. That's what this is. This is the abuse of the English language. No, it's not. Actually, you guys are doing things to it that you're ricing it out. You're optimizing it. You're smoothing it. In this faltering economy, you are working with an economy of words. And the first one to work with an economy of words is Justin, the space turtle. But he doesn't have a "rawr" this week. He doesn't have recording and all that. So it looks like I'm going to have to do it. Or I don't feel like doing it. Let me hand this to someone else.
I sought great wealth by traveling the feather trail. Many died in the California Gallus Rush, and for a reason no greater than greed. Boomtowns sprung up, drawing thousands of people. I prospected with the best of them, and the worst of them. Prospectors killed each other for a single chicken nugget found while panning. Miners died in the deep cave searching for cracked eggs. When the bird flu struck, entire towns vanished overnight, the inhabitants leaving broken and destitute. I played my cards carefully and am still wealthy. My California Dream Poultry restaurants are doing very well.
Thank you, Justin. Whoever that weirdo that was recording it, whatever. Next up is Michael. Michael is back with yet another story. And I'm not going to, you know, thank goodness that Johnny was here as a rookie. Because I would have said, oh, Michael, rookie. You know, I'm totally turning into Sammy Jenkins here. I mean, oh, these are keys. Where are they for? Oh, yeah, the door. I'm just losing my mind. Here's Michael.
Hello, this is Michael with Weekly Challenge number 144. I call this Out in the Barnyard. There are things we must all be concerned with, spoke the rooster with his cocky attitude. I call these my little chicken nuggets of wisdom. It would behoove all of you to store them under your comb. The hens in both wings of the barnyard grew attentive as the cock crowed on. It was so quiet you could hear a feather drop. Beware the shadow of big birds. Take flight at the sight of an axe. Finally, remember, the white part in our droppings is still chicken shit. Don't eat it.
Wait, that's what that stuff is? Oh, crap. Quite literally. I need to go for a bit. You folks, listen to Tom. There's no footnote anymore. It's all that MIDI show. I keep saying that over and over. It's a bad habit, but I keep forgetting to get rid of it. Anyway, here's Tom.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. Some weekly updates. Things have happened. Guy moved past Liana from the fourth position to the third position with 87 stories in a row, 13 short of 100. Which gives me the opportunity to shame Liana to sending him stories. Come on, hit the 100, hit the 100. Who next? Jeffrey Heights, even without his imaginary friends, moves into the 17th position with 22 stories. Almo Schumann moves in the top 20, 19th position with 21 stories. And last, Normal Joe moves into the top 30 with 15. And just a little aside to Jeffrey, stats are just something that I keep because I'm as compulsive as Lawrence. I figure that if there's a name, that's a person. Any story which has a name has a placeholder. According to my list, we have 166 contributors, and 76 of them have only put in one story. We are at 1,521 stories and a weekly average of 10.636. So, we're doing good. Tonight's story is called, I, at any rate, am convinced that he does not throw dice.
Lots of people thought Einstein was pretty smart. What you didn't know was he got a lot of his best ideas from Ralph. Yes, Ralph was full of chicken nuggets of wisdom. Einstein took that chicken everywhere. On the bus, he clucked faster, faster, which, as we know, led to the theory of special relativity. In fact, it was Ralph who managed to scratch out in the dirt the secret name of God, which is stamped on the outer ball of all nuclear devices to initiate critical mass. Niels Bohr was never able to convince Ralph of the merits of scientific determinism.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you for keeping the stats on this podcast. Now that the Bush administration is out of power, nobody's going to be wiretapping these podcasts and sitting in a room making all sorts of tick marks and saying, oh, these seditious little podcasters, we'll get even with them. Or, I don't know, maybe Dick Cheney has too much time on his hands now that he's retired from the League of Evil. Next up is Caleb Bullen. Speaking of League of Evil, I mean, come on. This guy, pure evil. I mean, some people think that they're pure evil, but maybe they have some impurities like tar or dust. But in the manufacturing process, Caleb has had those refined out to the purest of evil. Or wait, no, maybe that's like Willy Wonka and the pure chocolate. What kind of, if a waterfall churns chocolate, what churns evil? I'd like to have everyone's opinion on that. Because I'm working on my own evil factory myself. Anyway, now that I've maligned Caleb completely, here's his story!
Love is strange. Suppose I don't have to tell you that, but it's true. So are computers. Tried that computer dating one time. Hooked me up with a woman who could only achieve sexual gratification while listening to Beethoven's Ode to Joy. Which is weird, because I can only get off listening to Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries. They matched us because we love German composers so much, I guess. We lived together for 14 years. Drove all the neighbors crazy with our cacophony of love. She's gone now. Choked on a chicken nugget. Music's all I have left.
You just don't find that kind of classical romance out there anymore. Thank you, Caleb. And here's hoping that the Black Tie Martini Club, that you get a whole bunch of those little itty-bitty episodes out, and then, like, no one will notice that it's not really a regular thing because it's become more regular. Is there such a term as more regular? Anyway. Next up is Guy David. He does the theme music at the beginning of this podcast, the end of this podcast, and he said, you know, that's what I get for being serious, so let's all see his silly side.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 144. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we are giving you weekly updates about silent detectives and other twisted projects. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, here is my story for this week's topic, which is chicken nuggets. It's only one story, not 10. But hey, you can always find collections of them at Night Guy. Anyway, enjoy!
Mm-hmm.
was going to get all serious about his writing. He knew he could do it, even if it was only a 100-word story. He knew he could pull this off. Nothing could stand in the way of a decisive, dedicated writer. He rubbed his hands together and smiled in satisfaction. It was time to get to work and write. He opened his web browser and checked out this week's topic. He stared at the screen for a few seconds. Chicken nuggets. The topic glared back at him, shaking its head and laughing. "Thank you, Novel Joe," he muttered.
Yes, thank you, Norval Joe. But more importantly, thank you, Guy David. I'm going to be doing that all day. I'm going to do that while Ashley tells his story. This is... Do you know how addictive that is? You try it. See? Isn't that cool? Okay, here's Ashley.
Hi, everybody. This is Ashley. And this is number 144, Chicken Nuggets. And my 100-word story for this week is called Going for Takeout. Tori and Tasha were waiting when Brian translated back into the contextual time frame of 2357. "This trip was unauthorized," said Tori. Brian held out a bag and said, "I tried these on an earlier mission. They're organic, not the reconstituted goo we're forced to eat." Both removed a piece and popped them into their mouths. A look of wonder overcame each as they chewed. "They're called chicken nuggets," said Brian. Tori and Tasha said together, "We're going back." Brian watched as his co-workers translated back to 2009, equipped with awesome technology at their disposal, and chicken nuggets on their minds. Now, you may think it's a little silly to have time travel and chicken nuggets all in the same story, but let me just tell you, if you ever go to Chick-fil-A and they're firing on all cylinders and you get that 12-piece nugget, you'll understand that there is no distance too far to go get some of that. As far as nefarious activities while I'm listening to the stories, usually between work and family and all that jazz, I don't have time for nefarious activities. I usually listen to the stories, to the podcast in front of the computer, whenever I can, you know, get in between the teenager and, my wife. So that's me for the week. I hope y'all have a great week, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
Well, thank you, Ashley, and thank you for letting us peer a little bit into the mystery that is your life. And by the way, Chick-fil-A, they have a restaurant on the way to Best Buy and the import place that I go to pick up all sorts of foofy stuff. So, actually, when I'm done here, I'm going to sync up the iPod and go for a walk, and then when I get back, I'll work with Joni on the ferry boat thing. The Grumpus is now wandering the islands. I need to make a movie of that. I need to make it just a movie because I've just gotten so lazy. And then tomorrow's Copper Robot. I need to do the recording for that. I need to get the upgraded software to do that. The weekend is supposed to be for resting. When do I ever rest? Never. Okay. Well, thank you, Ashley. Next up is Almo. Now, Almo Schulman did not record this story, so we all know what that means. Gotta go get my pet reader here. Hold on.
A smaller version of the Geneva Convention was held outside Arthur Miller Middle School on Thursday afternoon. It was a brief affair. The buses were coming, and no one wanted to have to call his parents to tell him he missed the bus. "Jujubes?" Jimmy asked. "In," said Tommy. "You'll get a gazillion of them in a box, and you can keep them for weeks." The others agreed. "Chicken nuggets?" Sarah asked, looking over Jimmy's shoulder at his checklist. "Out," was the responding chorus. "Don't leave grief spots." Tommy said. The rules laid down, the date set, the middle school food fight was on.
You know, folks, I want to tell you, I could have done that by editing all the different voices together and keeping it consistent. Instead, I need to be a schmuck and change voices on the fly. I need to do that in one take. That's my goal, to just wham, lay it all through, shift the voices. I have a piece of paper here. I have a little piece of paper here that says, you know, the various pitch that I'm supposed to read those at. I just have to have fun with it, you know. Got to make it a challenge. It's called the Weekly Challenge for a reason. And Almo, you have challenged me, and I think we'll see what happens. Thank you, Almo. Next up is Jeffrey Height. There's only one Jeffrey Height this week. Man, you got me. I wrote one for the Army of Darkness. I tried writing one for the next one, the Prisoner one, but I didn't really get it in a way that I liked it. It was about somebody who was in a horrific plane crash, and it turns out all that's left of them is most of their brain mass, and they're being reconnected bit by bit to a computer simulation in order to communicate with them. And the idea is this would be some sort of facility. They had left their brain to science, essentially. And so it's like, well, science was working with their brain. And it starts to connect and then it fails miserably. And then somebody gets drunk and puts the brain in a blender. I know, that's just cheerful. Anyway, here's Jeffrey of Great Heights and his story.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week 144 with the topic of chicken nuggets. First, before I begin, I think I need to publicly apologize to both Anima and Normal Joe. Last week they did readings for me, and, I didn't let them in on the secret, and I think both of them felt a little bit used and abused, and I'm sorry about that. I probably should have let you guys in on the secret, and, well, it was bad judgment. Now that I've been properly flogged and whipped and publicly humiliated, I'm going to go ahead and read my story now. The sun belched forth its fury, sending tons of solar material into space, hurling toward the Earth. In only a couple of hours, the face of the third planet from the sun would feel its wrath. The charged particles raced along power transmission lines, frying everything in their way. Sad thing was that redundant systems that made the power grid safer on any other day had caused blackouts 10 times the normal area. The burned-out power systems stopped everything, from the chicken nugget fryers to the water pumps so you can flush your toilet. This has been Solar Fry-Up by Jeffrey Height. If you'd like to learn more about solar mass ejections and things that it can do to power transmission lines, check out science.nasa.gov. This week, Tony Phillips did an excellent story that basically covered pretty much what my story just told you. Anyway, if you enjoyed this story, please go out to greatheights.blogspot.com to see other stories like it. Longer, usually, but other stories like it. And where 100 words is only the beginning. I apologize about my voice, folks. I kind of ruined it yesterday doing my story, so until next time.
Thank you, Jeffrey, and all is forgiven. And if there are those who don't forgive you, let me know, and I will hunt them down and gum them to death. Oh, great. Wait, that means I'll have to take my teeth out. They're rotting out anyway. What next? What next? What next? Oh, it's Norval Joe. Norval came up with this topic, didn't he? Well, I do need that. I'm going to have to go to Chick-fil-A and get some nuggets. I'll take a photo of it and post it to Flickr and add it to the show notes when I'm done. But here's Norval Joe and his story. He took his sweet time in coming up with it. That's why it's, you know, so I tend to do these, post these in the podcast in the order that I receive them, except, of course, for the winner and any rookies. But for a while, I was doing it backwards, and now I'm back to doing it the normal, you know, order they came in. So here's Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 144. And I call my story, I Speak for Desmond. And this is one of those stories that you may want to actually have the text in front of you as you're listening to it, because I actually had my son Desmond record it for me. So get out your text, and here we go.
My name is Desmond, 4 years old, and I look like normal people say. I have beautiful eyes. I have art. Favorite things to are run, jump, climb, there's
that's a noise.
I like to eat
chicken nugget.
There's a ship. Sit ups. Non-legs. And
Peachy!
I was 3 years old
before
a good day. 100 words. Sometimes I might scream. I have a fit. I get a procession. People look at me. I am being bad. I'm a bad. Just loudly appreciates. My family hurts me. I love them too.
Thanks for listening. The music, Theme and Variations by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, was performed by my daughter Becca. We'll see you next week.
That is so totally cute. And the best part is he recorded that for a podcast that has the explicit tag. Oh no. Oh no, all those things that Guy David has been telling you to do to your children, you've been doing that to Desmond, haven't you? Oh my God. Oh no. Oh, it's so terrible. No wonder why he likes eating dinosaur shapes. I'm gonna go over the corner guy for a bit. You folks just listen to Planet Z. I'm just...
It's 1849. Gold fever, they called it. Every inch of river was panned. Every corner of the mountain dug up and sifted through. You went to sleep, dreaming of that golden nugget the size of your fist. You wake up, and your pickaxe and gloves are gone. Maybe your shoes, too. Even if you do strike gold, it doesn't go far. Every provisioner charges crazy prices for everything. Eggs don't make themselves, and the man with the chickens is the one with the real gold mine. All of us out here in the dirt and the outdoors killing each other? Fools.
Chugga 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 boom, chugga 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 boom, chugga boom, chugga. Oh, wait. It's time to wrap it up. Well, that's it for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 144. The topic was, obviously enough, chicken nuggets. How many of you are going to eat chicken nuggets this weekend as a result of hearing this podcast? Hands up. No, hold your... Not while you're driving. Oh, my God. So we've heard all the stories. Anima Zabalot is going to pick the next topic. I'm going to post that an hour ago. That's right, I've already recorded it and posted it, and then this one will go up before it. It's time. Time is so weird. So anyway, you can check out the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Why would you check out the show notes? Well, you can check the text of the stories. You could see what other sites people are posting out there, including a link to Great Heights, which is another podcast that bases on a prompt, and then you write and record the story and send it to Jeffrey. You don't send it to me, you send it to him, and I need to be doing that more often, but you know how I am. I've got this BlackBerry here, and it has all these reminders in it. And what's in there right now? A photo of Nardo that I need to post on Flickr. I mean, for crying out loud, I need to get my shit together. So, anyway, you can get the links to the other sites, the text of the stories, and you can vote for your favorite stories out there. Isn't that cool? So, anyway, that's it for this week. The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln, episode 99 will be released tomorrow. Then episode 100 will be released on the 200th anniversary of his birth. That's coming up. Of all the amazing and spectacular things that are going to happen to celebrate this man's birth, mine is probably going to be the most repellent, the most inane, and the most moronic. And I'm proud of that fact. So I'll see y'all tomorrow with another Wacky Adventure of Abraham Lincoln, and then more stories, one a day until the day I die, which hasn't happened yet. I don't know, should I go, God, I'm getting tired of writing these. I should just defile the Quran and post movies of it on YouTube and then post my address. That'll get me out of this writing biz real fast. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.
Closing.